no shackles on me.
There's Jimmy Vaughn, my good buddy.
Don't want no shackles.
I was at a great little party with him last night. He was playing four on about 40 people. Amazing. You know, I hope we don't have a nuclear war so I can still go out and hear people like Jimmy Vaughn play.
Down with Big Brother.
Yeah, down with Big Brother.
Like those RFIDs.
All right, going back now to Lennon LaRouge, who's with us for the balance of the hour. Very honored to have him. The toll-free number to join us, if you've got any questions or comments for him coming up in the next segment. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Our 800-259-9231. First-time callers for Lennon LaRouge. 800-259-9231. Lennon, again, with all of your sources, I remember you were on a couple of years ago and you said it was building up to this. Now we're here. The power structure that thinks you can have this war, that's trying to overthrow Russia with proxy groups and political groups, the George Soros types, what do they think they're doing? Because then I have neocon groups come out and say, I'm bad and anti-American because I don't want to have war and I'm not supporting Obama. So it's elements of the conservative groups and, you know, the so-called Obama people. I mean, I'm bad, you're bad, because we don't want to have a giant war that even the top military in the news said will probably lead to a war with Russia or China. I mean, how are we bad for not wanting World War III?
Point is, I think that the powers that be are really do not intend to have a thermonuclear war. They intend to have a limited kind of conflict, hope that they can break up resistance and take over and then kill people. Now, the best way to kill people is being done in the United States by those interests who have shut off the food supply. Those who are insisting, like this president, on cutting out food consumption in an area where we are going running short of the food necessary to meet people, and he's trying to turn it into gasoline or something of that sort. It's the attempt to use bluff, threats, even terrible threats, exemplary cruelties, these kinds of things, trying to break the will of nation after nation, the way we unconstitutionally got into a war in Libya, which was a violation of our Constitution. And it's that wear and tear process, working on people's nerves and trying to drive them, intimidate them, and so forth. And the problem we have here is you see it in the election campaign. Now, Obama is not winning the election right now. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. That's a different matter. The game is the bluff, intimidation, the daily, weekly murders this president is doing without any constitutional authorization for it. We have the evidence to throw him out of office. Well, the problem, we have a weakness on the Republican side on this thing, as well as the problems on the Democratic side.
Well, as you point out, Congressman Jones from North Carolina has introduced the legislation to begin the impeachment. Obama says that NATO and other groups command our military and that Congress should just sit down and shut up.
Well, I think the truth of the matter is that there are some of us in the United States who are influential. As you know, there are a limited number of people who are really influential in the sense that they can push things in a direction which is, say, positive or the other way. And it's a limited number of people. The rest of them tend to follow pressures put upon them. And I think we're at the point that the really responsible layers in the United States, apart from the very much frightened and quieted one, remember, the poverty of our people, the suffering of our people is beyond anything. This is worse than the last, you know, Great Depression. And our people are suffering this under this president in particular. I mean, the deliberate action by him in cutting down the food supply in order to make more gasoline, in order to starve farmers and others to death, that's the kind of thing you're dealing with right now. And if we get our act together as a nation, together with other nations who you may not like, but will cooperate with us on this, that cooperation can settle this matter. The problem is we haven't gotten that organized well enough together right now.
Amazing. Lynn LaRouche is our guest, and you can also visit their website, LaRouchePack.com. Or also LaRouchePub.com. Lynn LaRouche will be with us on the other side to take phone calls. But before we do that, I want to ask him what else is front and center on his radar. I've got some articles from their site I want to go over. And I want to look at the economy in more detail. The state of the economy, what's happening with the euro, where he sees the dollar going straight ahead.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
Well, he turns 90 tomorrow, Lyndon LaRouche. And he is with us on the line. Right now, your phone calls are coming up. Lyndon, finishing up with all of your contacts in the Defense Department, in the CIA, everywhere else, again, even the Washington Post admits you have amazing contacts, and you were here over a year ago saying that the military didn't want to do this, and so much of what you've talked about has now come out in mainstream media. So tell us what else is going on from your contacts that we're not aware of, that we don't know about, that's happening inside of the power structure.
Well, let's take the things that don't get discussed one way or the other, at least not in a significant way. Let's take the case of Curiosity. We launched a successful flight of this instrument to Mars. And that may seem just like it's something very spectacular. It got a lot of support from people, a lot of sympathy. It was done in defiance of Obama. And that's important. Now, the issue here is this. The problems we're talking about on politics are not so much the real issues for the long term. The great danger that we're facing is the danger from rocks in space. Now, this issue has been around for a long time. Edward Teller, the famous Edward Teller, who's now deceased, was a key sponsor of this effort to deal with this problem. It is an actual serious threat to mankind. Now, we have over periods of time, we have these giant rocks hitting different parts of the planet and taking out areas such as the equivalent of entire city areas, metropolitan cities, things like that. But once in a while, you get in the history of mankind, not in terms of living history of mankind, but of the territory, you get one big rock hits the earth, and everybody on earth dies, or everything on earth tends to die. It may come back later. So we're now at a point where the key issue before us in terms of defense of nations is the defense of earth from these rocks. And the increase of the danger of that source is notable. So therefore, we've got to do something about it. And what happened was, by putting this thing over the president's strongest objections, to put this thing on Mars, on Curiosity, on Mars, we set into place an absolutely indispensable mechanism by which at the speed of light, which is the communication between us and Mars, we can determine things and make decisions and to plan actions which will enable us now to realize what Edward Teller tried to deal with while he was still alive, the danger of rocks from the area of Jupiter down into so forth.
Well, that's right. Well, when they saw Shoemaker Levy crash into one of the gas giants and they did calculations, they know now that every few thousand years we get hit by big rocks, every 100 or 1,000 or so we get hit by these big mega rocks, every million or so ones that kill most life on the planet. And it just shows that the why does the current ruling elite, because we've had corrupt elites before, but they wanted to build things, they wanted to advance things, they wanted to, I mean, even old colonialism, depending on the variant, did some good. Overall, it was bad. But now I see things like the new Obama 2012 film with Dinesh D'Souza coming out. And he's there, you know, saying Obama is a anti-colonialist. That's why he wants to destroy the West. But really, he's one of these British monarchy monopoly globalists that is actually trying to destroy the old hearts of empire. They're in a type of Malthusian de-evolution program against the old nation states. How would you quantify that?
I would quantify that by the British monarchy qualification. Reduce the human population, presently estimated in the range of 7 billion persons, to 1 billion persons in a short order. And that's the British policy. That's the policy of Obama. Oh, he hasn't put it in exactly those terms, but that's what it is. What has he done? We don't have production of food anymore. We are destroying food supplies as they're being produced by turning them into, you know, chemical fuels. So we are actually in a process of a small group of people, really. It's not a big crowd. It's a small group of people. But our people have been so crushed. Most people in the United States are crushed. Their existence is being crushed. And, you know, since the past three generations, or the past three administrations, the rate of destruction of our economy is horrible. So the real issue is to get back to a real economy, which means we have to get rid of this hyperinflation, and that can be done by one law. We can get rid of the whole hyperinflation.
Bring back Glass-Steagall?
Yep.
Let me ask you this question, because I know you're a historian in this area. I mean, this is a Venetian black nobility balkanization form of welfare developed between the city-states in what is Italy today. We know that it's exported to England. That then becomes the model of empire. But why? Get us into the minds of these people. Why do they want to not have a space program? Why do they want to make people poor? Why do they love? I mean, why are they so evil?
Well, take the case of the Roman Empire. Roman Empire died, and all these empire systems have died. They've died out of their own self-destruction beforehand. Byzantium, the same kind of thing. The old Venetian system. Again, the same thing, the Dark Ages with the old system. Then you had a revival of the same kind of system, which came up with the Anglo-Dutch version, which was called the New Venetian Party. The New Venetian Party was then established the British monarchy and established it as an empire. And so, therefore, you have a history of this tradition, of this kind of system, of what we call the oligarchical system, comes up where a few people are tried by various means to control the planet or large parts of it and do a general destructive thing. The problem has been that despite our constitution and despite our intention and the intention of some other countries to this effect, we have not been able to secure an actual system of government which conforms to what our intention was in creating the United States. Even the United States was unable during much of its history to avoid being crushed and gobbled up by oligarchical influences. And that's the same thing now. You have a very small minority of the influential part of the populations of various nations who are now raising hell against the human species. And this whole thing is there. And we have somehow lost the guts to get rid of it. Because what you see with the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the United States, and you see with similar institutions in Europe and other parts of the world, that we do have the implicit ability to mobilize the kind of reforms which could be readily applied now to give us a system of global nation states, which would be, they might not all agree with each other, but we have a way of living together as nation states.
Briefly, before we go to calls, sir, can we get your take on the current state of the economy and what's happening in Europe and where you see all of that going?
We're on the verge of an actual disintegration of the world economy, a chain reaction kind of breakdown. If this policy continues, if Obama were to continue as president, I can assure you that you would not have civilization on this planet. So the Republicans aren't doing anything good. But Obama is something with his foreign influences, which is the greatest threat to the existence of the United States and other nations that I know of on this planet today.
Okay, folks, stay there. We'll be right back with more of this interview with Lyndon LaRouche. Years I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
Make of his statement telling entrepreneurs and scientists and inventors that you didn't build that? I mean, that was a calculated statement. What is the point of a statement like that?
Well, the man lies. There's no truth in him. He's a pathological case. As a matter of fact, as I've described him, if you back in history, he's a guy somebody picked up as a result of a wise guy dirty trick as an echo of the Emperor Nero. And if you read the history, the detailed history of the Emperor Nero, and you look at the mentality of this president, you find the two things concur. They coincide. But somebody and some people got the bright idea of taking this character, and by means which I wouldn't call exactly legal, got him picked as a president and stuck him in office. And you see what he's done since being in office. He's done everything indirectly as imitations, to some degree Adolf Hitler, in the sense of similar kinds of things were done. And were done by the Emperor Nero and a few other creeps in between there.
Well, yeah, trying to shut down most of our coal power plants, trying to pass carbon taxes, trying to end free speech, arresting journalists who talk to whistleblowers, charging whistleblowers with the Espionage Act. I had Chris Hedges, the renowned Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist on, who's a very respected, quote, liberal. And he said Obama is much worse than Bush. And we could say, well, Bush, Obama are puppets. But whatever oligarchy team is behind him are raving lunatics, because there is a madness of power. We tend to look at elites and say they know what they're doing. There's a method to the madness. But you talk about Nero or Caligula, those are good examples. I mean, it really is. They're so disconnected. It's like what's coming out at the Justice Department. These women are resigning now, so that lends credence, and a lot of other suits are getting filed. The bizarre sexual escapades, the dressed up in dominatrix outfits, calling men into their offices, the doing things on air I can't even mention. This is a group of lunatics.
That's fair, Jerome.
So what do you expect them to do to try to hold on to power? Because you're right. Big Democrats like Hillary aren't going. Rahm Emanuel, left early from the convention this week. Was it Newsweek or was it Time came out and said, hit the road, Obama. I mean, it does look like a lot of the power structure is moving away from Obama. Why is that?
Well, essentially, they know that. But the part is the way the control works. The control works through a few very powerful, also financially powerful people in various parts of the world who are able to lure other people into going along with this kind of stuff. You see, many people, for example, we don't have any industries left in the United States today. They were taken away. Taken away in the past dozen years, especially. So the people feel powerless. Many people are going to die of starvation, actually, in the United States, and for other reasons. The situation of our people is hopeless, and yet it's very difficult to mobilize the people to defend themselves.
Well, yeah, we've got 47 million people roughly on food stamps. You've got just all these other economic numbers that show we're really in a depression for 4 years. You've got crime exploding, but the mainstream media tries to put a cover on it and say, oh, we left the recession 4 years ago. It's almost a Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. While the Obama administration does everything it can with Economics 101 to hurt poor people while posing as their savior. Imagine if we didn't have the people on the welfare cards, the digital food stamp cards, having 47 million people on the street at soup lines, what that would look like every day.
Well, the problem is that our government has failed us. Our political parties have failed us. The political parties go along to get along. That's their slogan. And this has been, they've been a charge for that for a long time. This slogan of the Senate, the slogan of the Congress, go along to get along. And the rule that generally rules our congressional system, our representative system, is that piece of corruption called go along to get along, which is the motto of the Congress. And as long as we allow the Congress to go along to get along, and thus refusing to challenge their colleagues in the Congress to cut this crap out, then we get this kind of government.
Yeah, I know what's happening historically, and I want your brief take on this, and we're going to go to call, sir. So many times you mentioned Nero and others. When they have all this power, the people in control at the very top start almost flirting with disaster, almost tempting it in their indolence, in their spoiled rottenness. It's like a moth to flame, and they play with destruction. They flirt with it and then bring it.
That's the case of history. You take what we know of human history. We know that this kind of phenomenon is the source of all corruptions. It's something which becomes a kind of a mass movement of self-corruption. And those things have happened. Whole nations and even empires have disintegrated under that kind of corruption. We have not yet succeeded, except in a few exceptional terms, especially in trying to do that with the North American development of our system. But even our system then became corrupted in the same way.
Look, when Time magazine writer Joel Stein makes fun of aborted babies, I covered it before you got on, and says we should have a beauty pageant of dead babies, and this is Time magazine, it's reached a level of just insane Romans running around doing the types of things that Nero did at parties. And it just shows that these are lunatics. Let's go to phone calls. Joe in South Carolina, you're on the air with Lyndon LaRouche. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much. Mr. LaRouche, 2 points. One, you talk about trying to mobilize the people to fix things here, get rid of people like Obama. When we have something like the GOP that clearly doesn't want to fix the problem, obviously, because if they really wanted to get rid of Obama, they'd put someone like Ron Paul or the like of that as the candidate, because you pull all the Republicans, you pull a lot of independents, you pull a lot of other people that support that kind of character and would get rid of someone like Obama and start fixing the problem. So we don't even have a political party that A, has the clout, and then B, the second point is that our electoral system is rigged to a certain extent. I mean,
there needs to be a question here because we don't have a lot of time. The bottom line is he's saying the power structure itself is beginning to ignore the corrupt elements at the top, and that's the real revolution, is the velvet restoration of intellectually not complying, not going along, and speaking out against the system. I mean, is that what you're getting at, Lyndon?
Well, no, specifically what happens is when many people start to suffer and there's not enough to go along, then some people decide that, well, somebody have to survive, and we have to survive. Unfortunately, other people will have to go. And when that policy comes in and that practice comes in, that's what you've got right now. You've got that attitude within many parts of the public. You've got people in desperate conditions and nothing is being done. And the president who's doing this to them, the worst president we had in our history, this president, is actually the engineer who's being given the support to carry out just exactly those policies.
Amazing. All right, we're going to come back, talk to Brad listening on XM 166, talk to Scott, Joseph, Anthony, with quick questions, folks. You can, for Lyndon LaRouche, I mean, kind of a speech about how we're in trouble, the political system's corrupt. Yeah, we've been talking about that for 40 minutes, 45 minutes. I mean, we know that. I'm not saying the caller's a bad caller. It's just that, yes, exactly. We have an insane ruling elite.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, we've got Dinesh D'Souza, author of the book that has been turned into the big blockbuster hit, Obama 2016, Obama's America. We have, of course, the U.S. ambassador to Libya killed, deader than a hammer, drug around. And here is the latest out of CNN just out a few minutes ago. U.S. using drones to look for targets tied to attack, U.S. official says. looking for jihadists. So they put them in, and then now want to go claim they're going to kill them. They'll probably just kill somebody else they want to get rid of and blame it on them. But pretty amazing to see all of this going on. And a Marine unit has been dispatched to secure consulate in Benghazi after attack. So it is definitely heating up right now. We'll be getting to more of that coming up throughout the broadcast today. We will also continue breaking down other news. This is something we've been covering a lot now. Even children in your backyard, the police are coming and taking you to jail. Or a mother with her children in a cul-de-sac on scooters. That you're just not allowed to do that. The neighbor called. When the snitch calls, the police come and arrest you. If you're an old man cleaning a gun in your backyard in the country, your neighbor sees it from 200 yards away, you're going to jail. The cops don't care. They're like, well, we better pick you up for psychological reasons. Because if a snitch calls, we've got to empower that snitch that they're God. So if you even need the Supreme Court now, you could just have a snitch, busybody neighbor, just announce the sun won't come up in the morning. And, you know, they've got to, like, send a neutron beam at the sun to blow it up or something because they can't let it come up in the morning if a snitch says it isn't coming up. You know, we've got to stop it. I mean, my point is they act like these snitches are God. It's satire, folks. But what's not satire is mom sues police over arrest, LaPorte, Texas. Stay-at-home mom from LaPorte has filed a lawsuit against the city's police department and an unknown officer and one of her neighbors. Good. Tammy Cooper said she was wrongfully accused of endangering. Yeah, they should charge the neighbor with a false report. Well, the cops, I mean, where's the common sense here? Tammy Cooper said she was wrongly accused of endangering her children and was even forced to spend the night in jail, all because she let her kids play outside. In a cul-de-sac, in a rural area, as she sat in a lawn chair. And they dropped the charges, but it just shows the insanity. Now, this was a short little segment, so I won't go to him now. We're going to go to break, and we've got him, Dinesh D'Souza, very excited about this interview. Because, as you know, a few weeks ago, I went and saw the new film by writer and director, 2016, Obama's America. And he, of course, works in the Reagan White House. We'll give you his bio when we come back. Here in just a moment, but it gets into the psychology of why they want to lower the standard of living in the Western world, which is an admitted policy. I mean, they pushed the Copenhagen tax 3 years ago in Denmark when they were over there. They pushed that whole UN program saying they wanted to lower our standard, not build up the third world. They want to block its development as well, and it all ties into this whole Agenda 21, the whole nine yards. So we're going to go to break here in a moment. And come back with Dinesh D'Souza. And again, he's in the news today. Deadline Hollywood is reporting that the 2016 Obama's America filmmaker reacts to President's slam looking for network to air before election, says mainstream media refusing coverage. Well, I mean, if Dinesh D'Souza just wanted to make money, that's probably a good thing, is that the theaters are still packed. Dinesh D'Souza is the maker and a writer and director, and it's based on his book, 2016 Obama's America, that the system fought to even get in the theaters. I went and saw it, was very impressed with the quality of the production. I disagree with a few things in it, and we'll get into that with Dinesh D'Souza, who joins us until the bottom of the hour. Of course, he worked in the Reagan White House as a world affairs advisor, and a policy analyst, and he is a best-selling author and journalist, and he joins us now. Thank you for coming on the show, Dinesh.
It's a great pleasure to be on.
Okay, so, wow, tell us about the huge success of the film and where you're going.
Well, the film has become absolutely huge. It started in the summer as a small film showing initially in a single theater in Houston, Texas. Then it went to four theaters, expanded out to about 100. But it did so well in those 100 theaters that it jumped to 1,000 theaters. It's now in 2,000 theaters. So it's pretty much any American who wants to see the film can find it. And on our website, which is just 2016themovie.com, will allow you to see a trailer and see where it's playing. The film has now become, it just surpassed two of Michael Moore's films, Sicko and Bowling for Columbine, and also Al Gore's film called An Inconvenient Truth. So we are now, remarkably, the second most successful political documentary of all time.
Simply amazing. It shows people are desperate for something than the mainstream pap they're being fed, certainly trailblazing. in a big way here. Dinesh, the basic thesis for those that don't know is that what? Obama is a global wealth redistributor?
Yes. You know, many people think that Obama is a wealth redistributor in America, and he is. So when they talk about the 1%, the 99%, they think that Obama means in the United States. But Obama's a global guy. I mean, remember, here's a guy who grew up in part in Indonesia, made multiple trips to Pakistan, to Kenya. And so Obama looks at all this from the world point of view. And I think when he thinks of the 1%, the 99%, he puts all of America in the 1%. And there are 99 hungry nations encircling America, all of whom want America's standard of living, America's wealth, America's power, and so on. So Obama is not just recycling money in the United States. He's also transferring large amounts of wealth from America to the rest of the world.
Dinesh, I want to get into the fact that you're in the news today talking about trying to get your film on television. Break that down. I see Deadline, Hollywood Reports, exclusive 2016 Obama's America filmmaker reacts to President's slam, and he's looking for a network to air before election, says mainstream media refusing coverage. Elaborate on that, Dinesh.
Well, it's been kind of odd that, you know, remember when Michael Moore made his films, this guy was everywhere. He was covered by the networks. He was on all the Sunday shows. He was covered widely in the newspapers and so on. Our film, for a long time, was being ignored by the White House, and lots of mainstream outlets just weren't covering it. They were just pretending like it didn't exist. We're in a political season. This is the most successful political documentary of the year by far, and yet it was getting no coverage at all. So this is peculiar, and I think part of it was there was a sense that this documentary has harmful new information that might cause people to change their mind about Obama. So let's not cover it, and let's pretend it doesn't exist. Now the White House has figured out, they're like, this has gotten too big, we can't ignore it, it's everywhere, so they've come out blasting it. But, you know, what a clumsy, inept blast it is, because they're alleging all these errors in the film that are actually, not only are they not errors, but they're easily provable. And so I'm very happy to get into this one-on-one debate with Barack Obama. I know it's a debate that I'm not worried that I'm going to lose.
Now, continuing here with the success of the film, do you think it is having a major bearing on the election, or could it be something that actually causes people to wake up to what Obama's doing and swing the election over to Romney?
Well, the film isn't political in that way. I mean, it's not a film that's sort of a just don't vote for Obama. In fact, the bigger issue here is the American dream. And in the film, we contrast two dreams, the American dream and Obama's dream. You know, I'm an immigrant. I grew up in India. And so my dream is the American dream. I believe in a society of merit, a society of in which free markets generate wealth. America is a force for good and for freedom in the world. That's my American dream. Well, Obama has a different dream, and it's the dream from his father. That's the title of his autobiography. And so in the film, we then find out who was his father. What was his father's dream? And it turns out to be a third world dream, in some ways an anti-American dream. Certainly it's a dream of reducing America's influence in the world, treating America, if you will, as a rogue nation. So in some ways, it is true that Obama holds these ideas, but they're wider than Obama. They're in fact believed by many people in Riyadh and Jakarta and Rio de Janeiro. It's just that we've never had a president of the United States who holds these views.
We'll be back with more with filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you.
Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, we'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back. Here is more of the amazing interview I did with filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza in his new documentary, which has been the number one film this year and documentary, number two documentary of all time, Obama's America, 2016. Here it is. Dinesh D'Souza, maker of the second biggest political documentary of all time, 26 million gross in a month. It's going to be in the theaters another month and a half, then go to DVD. Look, I think your film is a masterpiece. I mean, cinematically, the style. I'm a filmmaker myself. The Obama Deception is free online for folks that want to watch that. I mean, I was impressed with what you brought to the table because most political documentaries are at about a fourth grade level. And I'm not insulting your film, but yours is, at a eighth grade, tenth grade level. And I guess in media they say keep it at about a fourth grade level. But, I mean, you actually tackle issues of globalism that – there's one point in the film, correct me if I'm wrong, where you say and show the evidence that it's not that they want to build up the third world. They want to bring us down to that level. And that's a big deal.
Yeah, with Obama, it's not about building up. I mean, he rarely even talks that much about the inner city or about the poor. He gets excited when he's pulling down the rich. That's his target. And that's when you begin to see Obama's, his voice rises and he gets animated and so on. So ultimately, this is about leveling down. I agree. And it also, but not just wealth, he's also leveling American power. I think he doesn't like a world in which one country, America, is the sole superpower. He'd like to see Russia come up, China come up, India come up, Brazil come up. He wants to see a multipolar world in which there are many countries sharing power. And by the way, many countries that have a roughly equal number of nuclear weapons. That's why he's spending less time trying to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear bomb and more time trying to slash the American nuclear arsenal.
Let me say this to you. I mean, obviously, you've worked inside the Republican White House of Ronald Reagan. I think it's fair to say you're a Republican operative.
No, that's not fair to say. I mean, I worked in the Reagan White House in my mid-20s. I mean, I'm 51 years old and the president of a college, so I just want to say I'm a conservative, but I mean, I have nothing to do with Romney or the RNC. I'm not.
Okay, well, then now that you've said that, I respect that. And again, I haven't gone over your LinkedIn bio because of the time, but you're obviously a scholar as well. Here's the bottom line. Romney is the worst Republican I have ever seen. Obviously, I don't have to list everything. When he was actually a governor, abortion, open borders, restrictions of guns, carbon taxes, wrote the Obama plan. I mean, all of this. My issue is that I want Obama out of there. I don't want him to not be facing re-election. I mean, even if Romney's going to be bad, at least he'll be facing re-election. So I am saying, okay, I see people that want to support Romney. My issue is this. What will you do if Romney gets in and continues what some of these monopoly capitalists want that have been financing Obama, who want tyranny, not liberty, who don't want a free market? What are you going to do to Mitt Romney if he gets in and continues what Obama's been doing?
Hey, listen, don't give me any ideas. I may have to make another film. I don't know about Romney. As you know, we don't mention Romney in the film. This really is a referendum. I think this election is a referendum on Obama. If I had to say what this election is about, I'd even say it's about Obama versus Obama, right? There's the celluloid Obama, the mythical Obama that was put out in 2008, the unifier, the healer, the centrist. I claim that Obama does not exist. And then there's the real Obama, the guy in the White House, the guy who can't change, the guy who can't move to the center, the guy who has been affirmed in his mind by a combination of radicals, revolutionaries, in one case a former communist and domestic terrorist, Bill Ayers. I mean, these were his buddies. These are the guys. This is the real Obama. So it's a matter of, does America want to...
Wow. So you're saying all the communist pornographers and weirdos that he lived with and was associated with, you're saying that wasn't just his foundation cover as a leftist. You're saying he really is a real globalist, Marxist-Leninist, deindustrializing crazy man.
Well, here's what I'm saying. If you know, Frank Marshall Davis was introduced to him by his grandfather. So, all right, I'll say that was somebody that his grandfather brought him in front of, and he was only 10 years old when he met Frank Marshall Davis. But every other guy, the Palestinian radical Edward Said, the Brazilian socialist Unger at Harvard Law School, Bill Ayers, the incendiary preacher Jeremiah Wright. I mean, Obama didn't bump into these guys. He sought them out.
I understand.
Because he wanted to hang around radical, revolutionary guys who he imagined to be surrogate fathers, kind of like his real dad who wasn't around.
Let me raise this in the 5 minutes we've got left with Dinesh D'Souza here, the maker of 2016 Obama's America, which is an amazing film. Dinesh, looking at this then, if he's as bad as you say, and I think the evidence is there, fast and furious, a false flag against the Second Amendment, the list goes on and on. We've got all these Obama advisors in the Financial Times of London, you name it, saying, don't worry if he's down in the polls. There'll be an event we're going to blame on their enemies. They don't say they're going to stage it, but they imply, don't worry, something's coming. I'm sure you've seen that in the news because it's been pushed for 2 years. Are you concerned he could pull an October surprise?
Not so much. I mean, he could, and that's a possibility. What I really do in the film and my work is I say, I don't even need to go there. I don't even need to speculate about what he could do. I'm just going to look at what he has done, and I'm going to extrapolate out to what happens if he just keeps doing that over the next 4 years. So he's added $5 trillion in debt. Let's say he adds another $5 trillion, a very cautious and reasonable estimate. Then America will be $20 trillion in debt, and $10 trillion of that will have been added by one man, Obama. And then I said, wait a minute, why would one guy want to do that? Why would someone want to saddle his country with almost unrepayable debt? And then I offer a theory. I said, well, maybe he sees debt as a way to settle America's colonial debt. It's kind of like we owe the rest of the world. I can't get a foreign aid program passed that would transfer trillions of dollars in wealth, but I can achieve the same effect because if our children and grandchildren have to pay back all this debt and some of that debt is owed to Kuwaitis and to Saudis and to Chinese, well, that's another way to transfer larger trillions of dollars outside the United States to all these other countries.
But, again, I go back to the issue. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, I mean, you look at the list of people that are not just supporting Obama, they supported all of his policies. They are financing everything he wants. I'm saying these globalists, we need conservatives and libertarians to recognize that there are two different groups of capitalists. There are the free market capitalists. There are the monopoly capitalists who want tyranny, who don't want freedom, who don't want us to have choice, who are working through big government types like Obama to convert us to an authoritarian system. That's all I'm saying is that all this corruption and globalism didn't just start with Obama.
Yes, I agree with that. And then even as I mentioned that, you know, you're well aware, I'm well aware that Reagan added $200 billion a year in debt. Bush, of course, was a big spender. Bush's largest deficit was $500 billion. But again, keep things in perspective. Obama's smallest deficit is more than double that. It's $1 trillion. I think what Obama's done is just lift things to a sort of complete and unacceptable new level.
I hear you. It just makes me so upset to see this country and the TSA sticking their hands down our pants looking for bin Laden while NATO and our own government is putting al-Qaeda in as the main shock force in Libya and Syria. It's so scary to see what both parties have become, the torture, the secret arrest, the wars, all of it. And I cover all that in the Obama deception. I made it 3.5 years ago. It's all come true, unfortunately. All right, well, we're going to go to break here, and I'll talk to you as we go to break and as you leave us, and then I'll find a P.O. box or something to send the film to you. Because, I mean, I get it. Obama's really bad, but I think he's a manifestation of how far along this globalist line we've gotten. Do you think Obama, in closing, may backfire on the establishment and may cause a pendulum swing back towards liberty?
I certainly hope so. I mean, I hope that people are using this sort of intense interest in politics that will be generated this year to think about what's happened to the American dream. And, you know, is this American era, which began in 1945?
We never even got into You Didn't Build That. You know, I agree with Dinesh D'Souza that Obama is a collectivist. In fact, Obama is now out in video saying, quote, I actually believe in redistribution. The media is attacking Mitt Romney, saying that he's wrong to say that it's a bad idea to have half the public on welfare. We're in a lot of trouble because the system can get enough people dependent. They will vote to take our guns, our private property, everything else. The problem is I don't think Mitt Romney will actually follow his rhetoric of a free market American type system. But regardless, we're putting the info out here and hopefully we can get this country back on the right track. I'll see you all tomorrow back on the radio, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, for the weekday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Until then, be safe.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We take